Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Vav, the seventh parak Arba Misos. The Zikhu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Makalo Avi V'Imo, one who curses his father or mother, Eino Chayev Ad Shikalem B'Shem. He's not Chayev unless he curses them with the Kosh Baruch Hu's name. A Braisa asked for the Azar for cursing a parent. If his father was a judge or a Nasi, a leader, cursing him is forbidden through one of those explicit prohibitions. The Braisa suggests deriving the Azar for cursing an ordinary father from a Tzad HaShavah, from a common characteristic between these two. Cursing either is uniquely severe because you are commanded regarding Horaso, the rulings of a judge, and Hamaraso, the rebelling against a Nasi. Their common characteristic is Shehem Ba'amcha Vata Muzar Al Gilwasan, that they are in your nation and that you are prohibited from cursing them. However, ordinary people cannot be derived from them, Shekhan Kadua Sun Garmalahan, because their elevated status caused them to be forbidden to curse. They also cannot be derived from the prohibition against cursing a cherish, a deaf person, the Umlam Shiba Amcha, the feeble ones of your nation, because his deafness caused his law. They cannot even derive from a Tzad HaShavah between all three, Shekhan Mishun, because they are different from ordinary people. The Braisa concludes that the Torah did not have to write either a Nasi or a judge because it could be derived from the other two. It was written to forbid cursing any father. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Habal Na'ar Maharasa, one who has relations with a Na'ar Maharasa, Eino Chayev Ad Shetei Na'ar Basua Maharasa, is not liable for stoning unless she is a Nara, within 6 months after reaching physical maturity, a virgin, and an Arusa, after Kedushin but before Nisuin, Vehiba Ve'Savi, and she's still in her father's home, meaning he didn't send her to the husband's house for Nisuin. Rav says this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, who holds Skila only applies to adultery with a Nara. But the Chachamim say about the phrase Nara Hamarasa that Afil Katanet B'mashma, even a minor is implied, and only a Bulgaris, the stage after Naros, is excluded. Rav Acham Adifti asked Ravina that perhaps the Mishnah only means to exclude a Bulgaris and reflects Rabbanah's view. Ravina responded that if so, the Mishnah would have said one is only liable al Nara for relations with a Nara, since it states that one is not liable ad Shetehe Nara, which means until she is a Nara, it means to also exclude a Katana. And point number three, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Adda asks Rav, according to Rabbi Meir that an adulterer with a katana, arusa, is excluded from skila, is he excluded with gamre, completely from any death penalty, or is he only excluded from skila? Rav answered, Mistavra Meskila Mamayle, it's logical that he's only excluded from skila, but receives his standard chenek. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Adda protested that the pasuk says about adultery punished by chenek, umesu gam shnehem, both of them shall die, implying, neither is punished unless they are both equal in being punished. Since she is exempt as a katana, the adulterer should also be exempt. Rav was silent. Shmuel wondered why he was silent, since he could have responded with a different pasuk. Umeisa ish asher shochav ima levado, the man who lay with her alone shall die, indicating that even if she is exempt, the adulterer is still executed. These two sides reflect a machlokas tanaim where Rabbi Yoshi requires both parties to be adults for chenek, and Rabbi Yonasan says the adulterer can receive chenek even if she's a minor. The Gemara explains how each tana darshans the other pasuk. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, a makalel avi ve'imo, one who curses his father or mother, eino chayv ad shikalem v'shem, is not chayv unless he curses him with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. A braisa asks for the azar for cursing a parent. If his father was a judge or a nasi, a leader, cursing him is forbidden through one of those explicit prohibitions. The Braisa suggests deriving the Azar for cursing an ordinary father from a Tzad HaShavah, from a common characteristic between these two. Cursing either is uniquely severe because you are commanded regarding Horaso, the rulings of a judge, and Hamaraso, the rebelling against a Nasi. Their common characteristic is Shehem Ba'amcha Bata Muzar Al Gilwasan, that they are in your nation and that you are prohibited from cursing them. However, ordinary people cannot be derived from them, Shekhan Kadua Sun Garmalahan, because their elevated status caused them to be forbidden to curse. They also cannot be derived from the prohibition against cursing a cherish, a deaf person, the Umlam Shiba Amcha, the feeble ones of your nation, because his deafness caused his law. They cannot even derive from a Tzad HaShavah between all three, Shekhan Mishun, because they are different from ordinary people. The Braisa concludes that the Torah did not have to write either a Nasi or a judge, because it could be derived from the other two. It was written to forbid cursing any father. pointed me to the next Mishnah states, a Baal Nar Maharasa, one who has relations with a Nar Maharasa, Eno Chayv Achite Nar Basua Maharasa, is not liable for stoning unless she is a Nara within 6 months after reaching physical maturity, a virgin, and an Arusa after Kedushin but before Nisuin, the Hiba Beisaviyah, and she's still in her father's home, meaning he didn't send her to the husband's house for Nisuin. Rav says this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, who holds Skila only applies to adultery with a Nara. But the Chachamim say about the phrase Nara Hamarasa that Afil Katanet B'mashma, even a minor is implied, and only a Bogeris, the stage after Naros, is excluded. Rav Acham Adifti asked Ravina that perhaps the Mishnah only means to exclude a Bogeris and reflects Rabbana's view. Ravina responded that if so, the Mishnah would have said one is only liable al Nara for relations with a Nara, since it states that one is not liable ad Shetehe Nara, which means until she is a Nara, it means to also exclude a Katana. And point number three, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Adda asks Rav, according to Rabbi Meir that an adulterer with a katana, arusa, is excluded from skila, is he excluded with gamre, completely from any death penalty, or is he only excluded from skila? Rav answered, mistavra meskila memaile. It's logical that he's only excluded from skila, but receives his standard chenek. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Adda protested that the pasuk says about adultery punished by chenek, umesu gam shnehem, both of them shall die, implying neither is punished unless they are both equal in being punished. Since she is exempt as a katana, the adulterer should also be exempt. Rav was silent. Shmuel wondered why he was silent, since he could have responded with a different pasuk. Umeisa ish asher shochav ima levado. The man who lay with her alone shall die, indicating that even if she is exempt, the adulterer is still executed. These two sides reflect a machlokas anayim where Rabbi Yoshi requires both parties to be adults for chenek, and Rabbi Yonasan says the adulterer can receive a chenek even if she's a minor. The Gemara explains how each tana darshans the other pasuk. All right, so now we get our siman daf samach vav, and our standard siman relates to the word sew, like sewing, and we use a tailor for the siman, a tailor that sews. So here goes. The tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the Azara, had his katana marasa daughter who wasn't executed for adultery bring him a band-aid, while her adulterer got chenek outside with a long white scarf he had sewn. Once again, in slow motion. The tailor, that must be more in daf samach vav. So, the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the azhara for cursing a parent and whether it can be learned out from the explicit prohibitions not to curse a judge, a nasi, or a cherish. So, the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the azhara, had his katana marasa daughter, who wasn't executed for adultery, bring him a band-aid, which reminds us, this malchokas of adultery with a katana marasa is subject to skila. Rav says this Mishnah reflects the review of Rabbi Meir, who holds, skila only applies to adultery with a nara, but the Chachamim say about the phrase nara marasa, that afil katana b'mashma, even a minor is implied, and only a bogeris, the stage after narus, is excluded. Rav Acham Adifti asked Ravina that perhaps the Mishnah only means to exclude a bogeris and reflects Rabban's view. Ravina responded that if so, the Mishnah would have said one is only liable al Na'ara for relations with a Na'ara, since it states one is not liable aj tehe Na'ara, which means until she is a Na'ara, it means to also exclude a katana. So the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents, since he couldn't find the Azhara, had his katana marasa daughter who wasn't executed for adultery bring him a band-aid, while her adulterer got chenek outside with a long white scarf he had sewn, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if an adulterer with a katana receives chenek or is exempt, according to Rabbi Meir. So once again, the tailor who pricked his finger with a needle as he sewed a label with a warning not to curse one's parents since he couldn't find the Azhara, had his katana marasa daughter who wasn't executed for adultery bring him a band-aid, while her adulterer got chenek outside with a long white scarf he had sewn. All right, so now it's time for a four-blot-back Hazara. Daf Samach Beis. So the simmer Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. When Havara submarine, that must be on Daf Samach Beis. When the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chattis offerings for multiple malachos, Dam B'Shogeg, which reminds us, Tanaim discussed why the Torah specifically prohibited kindling a fire on Shabbos, since all malachos were already prohibited. Rav Yossi says, Havar lulav yatza. Kindling was specified to be reduced to a mere negative commandment in contrast to all the malachos which incur skila. Rav Nassin says, Havar lachalik yatza. Kindling was specified to divide the malachos into separate prohibitions, so that if one mistakenly does multiple malachos on Shabbos without realizing the interim, he must bring a karmel chatas for each malacha. Rav Yosef says that Rav Yossi holds Havar lulav yatza because he already has a source dividing malachos. Rav Yossi interprets Va'asa ma'achas mehina, and he will do from one of them as teaching two different scenarios. So, when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings for multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine, carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different avodos b'shogeg, which reminds us, Rabbi Zakeh was quoted as teaching a brisa before Rabbi Yochanan. The first clause states, Chomer b'Shabbos m'shar mitzvos. There is a stringency of Shabbos above the other mitzvos, meaning one is liable for multiple korbanos for multiple malachos dam b'shogeg, as opposed to other mitzvos. The Gemara says the brisa can be contrasting two malachos, such as harvesting and grinding, with two services of avodah zorah, because Rabbi Ami said, Zivach v'kitra v'nisach behelam echot. If one shechted, burned, and poured a libation for an idol in one period of unawareness, eino chayv el achas, he's only liable for one carbon based on a drasha on the next daf. So when the Havara submarine, which was transporting a passenger with many chatas offerings from multiple malachos, dam b'shogeg, almost collided into the Avodah Zorah submarine carrying a passenger with one chatas, despite doing different avodas b'shogeg, a submarine enthusiast watching on the shore swallowed hard in fear, not realizing he was swallowing chalav and would be chayiv since he got pleasure, which reminds us, one is chayiv from his aseg for chalavim va'arayos, such as in the case where one thought he was swallowing saliva and he was swallowing chalav. He's chayiv because he derives pleasure. One is pater in the parallel case of Shabbos, where he intended to live something detached and inadvertently cut something attached because malach is machshevas asur Torah. The Torah only forbade intended labor. Dav Samach Gimel. So the Simran Dav Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The boy on the segue, that must be on Dav Samach Gimel. The boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt, which reminds us, when the Jews were worshipping the eagle, they said, these are your gods Yisrael, asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who brought you up from Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yochanan said, imalei vav shebahalucha, were it not for the vav in the phrase who brought you up, which made a plural, nitchayvu rishem shel Yisrael kliya, the wicked among Yisrael would have been liable to destruction. Their usage of the plural indicated they did not deny Hashem as a divine power, but joined him together with their worship of the eagle. So, the boy in the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call out to meet him by the Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Beis taught that one who vows or swears in an idol's name transgresses a love. This love is sourced in a brisa, v'shem elohim achirim v'tazkiru, the name of foreign gods you should not mention, teaches that one may not tell his friend, wait for me next to the idol of so-and-so. So the boy on the segue who jumped over a golden calf with the word halucha on his shirt heard his friends call it to meet him by the Avodah Zorah. Not that they believed in it, but so they could marry their family members publicly. Which reminds us, Rav said, Yodin Yisrael ba'avodah zorah she'ein ba'mamish. The Jews knew there was no substance in idolatry. V'lavdu avodah zorah elahati lehem arayis b'farhesia. And they only served idolatry to permit public immorality to themselves, which they did desire, reasoning they would not be rebuked for arayis if they rejected the entire yoke of Torah. Daf Samach Dalet. So the Simur Daf Samach Dalet is sewed a secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. A group of secret agents, that must be more Daf Samach Dalet. Sewed. As a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitz Ha'or for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how the Anshei Knesset Gadol got rid of the Eitz Ha'or for Avodah Zorah, but came to realize that doing the same for the Eitz Ha'or for Arias wasn't viable. So as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitz Ha'or for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zorah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't chayv, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph listed Avodah Zorah and Moloch separately as sins subject to skila. Rabbi Avin infers that this Tana holds Moloch love Avodah Zorah. Moloch is not a form of idolatry. Therefore, if one serves Moloch with the standard act of idolatry, such as sacrificing an offering, he's not liable in contrast to any Avodah Zorah. And if he offers his child, meaning as a service of Moloch, to another idol, he's not chayv. So, as a group of secret agents were busy trapping the Eitz Ha'or for Avodah Zorah in a lead cauldron, one secret agent discovered that Moloch was not considered an Avodah Zorah when he spotted a person still offering a child to an idol who wasn't chayev, and learned how it was done when he saw another father leaping over a fire pit with his child as if it was Purim, which reminds us, the Gemara discussed the description of the Moloch service. Rav Yehuda said, he's not chayv unless he passes a child through in the standard way of passing through. Abai explains that the standard manner is a column of bricks in the center with fire on either side, and the child is passed over the bricks without burning him. Rava says it's like the leaping of Purim. The person carrying the child leaps over a fire pit, similar to a practice done by children on Purim. Abraisa supports Rava's position. Daf Samach Hei. So the siman Daf Samach Hei is says sheep, and we often use a shepherd for the siman. So here goes. The shepherd, shepherd. That must be more on Daf Samach Hei. Seh, sheep. The shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, which reminds us, the more it discusses if there is a carbon for Yedoni, according to Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa. The Gemara distinguishes between a Magadif, where at least there's the moving of the lips, whereas by Yedoni, it's only the bone speaking. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Odazor Beshogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, which reminds us, Abraisa states that a carbon for Avodazor requires a Maisa and gives Hishtachava, bowing down as an example. Rish Lakish says this falls Rabbi Akiva, who obligates a carbon without a Maisa, but requires a minor action, as Rish Lakish said before, but bowing would not obligate a carbon according to the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees that bending one's height is considered an action even according to the Rabbanan. So the shepherd with the Yedoni bone speaking through his mouth, Beshogeg, which did not require him to bring one of his sheep as a carbon, while bowing down to the sheep of Odazor Beshogeg, which did require his bringing a carbon, woke up the starving man sleeping in a cemetery who was trying to get a Ruach Tuma to rest upon him. Which reminds us, a Braisa defines a Dorish El Hamesim, one who seeks out the dead, as one who starves himself and sleeps in the cemetery, so a Ruach Tuma, a spirit of impurity, rests upon him. When Rabbi Akiva would reach this pasuk, he would cry that if one can succeed in bringing a ruach tuma onto himself through starving himself, hamariv atzmo kadesh shetishro lav ruach tahara, then one who starves himself so that a spirit of tahara rests upon him, all the more so should succeed. Avol ma'aseh, what shall I do that our sins have caused our failure? All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that the source for standing upon hearing Hashem's name is learned from Eglon Melech Moav? That's on Daf Samach. Good number two, which daf do you discuss if bowing qualifies as a maisa, according to the Rabbanan? That's on daf Samach. Good number three, which daf do you discuss whether the adulterer of a katana ma'arasa gets chenek if she doesn't get executed? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good number four, which daf do you learn that one who thinks he's swallowing saliva but is in fact swallowing chalev is chayv since he derives pleasure from it? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good number five. Which daf do we discuss whether a katana marasa also gets skila? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good number six. Which daf do we learn that Jews only worshipped idols to permit arias to themselves publicly? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Which daf do we learn that Dorish al Amesim is one who starves himself and sleeps in a cemetery to get a ruach tuma to rest on him? That's on daf Samach Hei. Which daf do you have the description of the Moloch service? That's on daf Samach Dal. Good number nine. Which daf do you discuss what the Azara is for not cursing one's parents? That's on daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a machlokas if one is chayv if he serves an idol out of love or yira of someone urging him to serve it? That's on daf Samachov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.